Kern County has long been California's epicenter for the fungal disease Valley Fever, and according to FM89's Carrie Klein, new data shows more people are getting it.
The county's Valley Fever caseload in 2018 was its second highest ever recorded. Public Health Services Director Matt Constantine said Wednesday over 2,900 cases were reported last year, after a steady rise since 2015.
Unfortunately, this is the highest number of new cases we have had in Kern County in 27 years. Since 1992.
Mild Valley Fever can be mistaken for pneumonia, but in rare cases, the disease can spread throughout the body and require lifelong treatment. It's caused by inhaling fungal spores that grow in arid soil. Disease experts still don't know how to predict severe years or why some people experience worse symptoms than others.
If Valley Fever was found in a big city or on the East Coast, and the appropriate number of research dollars were put into it, we'd have had a solution for this disease a very long time ago.
That's Russell Judd, the CEO of Kern Medical, which runs the Valley Fever Institute. In 2018, Governor Jerry Brown allocated $8 million of the state budget to Valley Fever research and outreach. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Klein.